Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella School Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to recap the final Pella School Board meeting of the 2022-23 academic year.
Well, Greg, it's hard to believe, and in many ways it's not, that the 2022-23 school year has completed. What a special year, and we'll talk about that in a bit. The graduates have moved on. Their caps have been thrown in the air, whether it was at Drake Stadium or at the Kuiper Fieldhouse. And the school board has met for the final time during the year, and one of the big projects heading into the summer that'll be kicking off is the Jefferson Intermediate Middle School Connector, which in many ways was the focal point of the bond issue and one of the highest priorities for the district facility-wise. Let our listeners know about the contracts that were approved, what the budget kind of is heading into the project, and when we'll start to see dirt moving.
Yeah, it's exciting, Andrew. We've got projects were awarded, and we have about $16 million worth of projects, a little bit over that, that are from multiple different prime contractors. What we'll see is those will be mobilized here in June, and you'll see things starting to happen in July. And really, it's it'll connect the middle school and Jefferson building together. It'll actually be mostly for the sixth grade, but then you also, part of the contract was also some renovation to the middle school. There were some alternates that were also part of it, which will be revamping the middle school lunchroom area, and as well as some HVAC improvements at Jefferson. So, that's going to be an exciting project. It'll add about 10 classrooms plus a large band area to the middle school Jefferson area, and it'll just provide additional space that will then kind of create a domino effect in the district, because our plan really is to prepare our district to kind of handle classes of about 200 students. Once in a while, we bump into that range, but this will really help us get there and kind of be the last piece that allows that to happen.
And then timeline-wise, when can we see students in that new space?
Well, yeah, so we're thinking that the construction will happen throughout this whole next year. Obviously, it starts this summer. It'll be all this year, and then we're thinking into it'll be probably 2024 before we're into the new space. So 24-25 school year likely. Whether we hit right at the beginning of the year or not for all of it, we're not sure. It just kind of depends on how construction goes. Sometimes I think the hardest thing is the renovation, to get the renovation done, because that has to happen while either kids are not in the building or we have to move kids around. And so some of the spaces that you see are in the old band room area and the old vocal room area that's currently there. Some of that will change. There's a talented and gifted room, the art room, the family consumer science room. All those get some renovation. And so we're going to end up with just pieces of that happening at different times, hopefully when either kids aren't there, which would be over the summer, or we'll move kids around to kind of accommodate that. So just a lot of movement that'll happen over about the next 16 months. Some of that will be summer, but we're hoping by fall of 2024 we have most of that done.
Well, and that'll be a big year for change, because that will also be the first full year for the Early Childhood Center. We have Sarah Kennan on talking soon about that. Where is construction at as we do enter the summer on that project? I think people who drive by, and I driven by a lot to get to tennis matches and things like that, at the corner there of University and 240th.
Yeah, so it's coming. That project is making good progress. We'll see it closed in this fall. Which will allow for a lot of interior work to be done. I know they're planning on that to be finished up by, a year from now. It'll probably be all completed. And so this summer, there's going to be a lot of construction done on the parking lot area. So you're going to see a lot of concrete and those types of things happening, and some of the changes to our current parking lot that's right in front of Madison as well. So all those things kind of change and get revamped for the new building. And then, fall of 2024 is when we're really hoping that happens. So should be exciting. We'll see where that all goes.
Well, and since you and I last talked, graduation has happened. We've moved on with the class. And I know we say it every year that it's a special year, but there is obviously some incredible accomplishments from K through 12 and even preschool. And Obviously had an opportunity to tell many of those stories on our airwaves, and we'll continue to do so into the next year. But Greg, I guess it's hard to put into a nutshell what 22-23 meant, but it was another really fun year. From the sunny shores or rainy shores of Pasadena, California, back to Pella, there was a lot of awesome things that happened for our district.
Yeah, it certainly was. You know, it's always amazing. You know, we kind of go from one year to the next, and I think we sometimes take for granted the things that get accomplished. Some of the things going in this year, I think if people would have said you're going to win two cross-country titles, you know, boys and girls on the same day, I think people would have said, yeah, no way. And I think if they would have said, geez, you're going to be marching in the Rose Parade, you know, a couple years ago, they would have said, geez, that's unlikely. But, you know, when all those things kind of hit in the same year, and then just of course, this week where our boys win the state track championship and our girls were third place, I mean, that's amazing. And, you know, our soccer teams are still going as of now, and we've got our you know, state tennis and all those things happening. And it's really exciting to see, you know, kind of the work our kids do. You know, with all that being said, they're talking about things like show choir and marching band already this summer. And so it's just a kind of reset for and reload for another year. So it's good to see, you know, just the success of our students and all the different things that they do, from the apprenticeship programs to their academic programs. And certainly their extracurriculars are really strong. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's always good to be a part of our district and just see all the good things that students can do.
Once again, that was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKSS.com under podcasts, or subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.